Hey guys, it's Drew here. Welcome to the podcast. Today's episode is all about the concept of eating to 80% full. So this is one of the hacks that we use to really regulate food intake, really regulate how much food you're consuming, and I guess how much food you need to consume. So it's a way of kind of understanding how much your body wants and needs without counting calories or without counting macronutrients. It's kind of a self-regulatory way of understanding exactly what your body's requirements are, because the reality is your body knows how much energy it needs based on, you know, how much exercise you do and based on how much muscle you have and other lifestyle factors. You know, you've probably experienced quite extreme hunger if you've done, you know, back-to-back really heavy workouts. So, you know, for example, you might have been on a trek before that was 3 days, and you were doing some hiking over 3 days, and you noticed you were really ravenous at the end of each day, or really ravenous at the end of the 3 days. Or perhaps you've been on a bit of a fitness holiday or a fitness boot camp, and you've experienced some real hunger after doing multiple workouts a day, or back-to-back workouts on certain days. So, you know, your body has this inbuilt regulatory system that knows how much energy we need, and by energy I mean calories, energy from food. It knows how much energy calories we need, and it will drive hunger up and down in order to meet those demands. Now, these days, with highly palatable food, with food that is, you know, really processed and really full of you know, sugar and high fat and other chemicals or ingredients that kind of throw out this balance of satiety, and they kind of bypass our body's regulatory system because they're manufactured to make us want to eat more. So when we're eating a whole food diet, it's much, much easier to self-regulate. When you're eating a heavily processed diet, it's much, much more difficult to self-regulate. But we're kind of hoping you're at the point where you are leaning more towards whole foods as making up the majority of your diet. So we're hoping that processed foods are something that are really sometimes food. So this conversation we're going to have today about eating to 80% full and really sort of tuning into our body's own self-regulatory system is really based on, the conversation today is really based on you consuming most of your food from whole foods. So that's the first step. If you're not quite at that stage yet where, you know, 80 or 90% of your total food intake over the course of a week is from whole foods, that's your first focus point. And a tip like this, eating 80% full, is something that comes after that. So the concept of eating to 80% full, 80% isn't an exact number. There is no specific 80%. You know, some people are that way ingrained that they want to nail it and they want to get 80% on the dot. But it is simply a concept. It's a practice. And the practice is when you're consuming your meals, you stop eating when you are, in inverted commas, 80% full. So that means you are just satisfied. You're not still hungry, and you're not stuffed. You're somewhere in the middle. You are content. You are satisfied with the amount of food that you've consumed. And I often think about it this way. If I said to you after dinner, okay, let's go for a nice long walk, or let's go for a jog, your answer after feeling 80% full would be, yeah, sure, I can do that. Whereas if you're further along the scale at 90 or 100% full and you're stuffed, you'd be like, oh, I can't do that, or I'll throw up, you know, or I'll get a stomach cramp, or I'll get sick in the tummy. So it really is the concept of you're just satisfied with the amount of food that you've consumed. You're not hungry still. You could eat a little bit more because in the past you probably have. You've probably taught your body to handle more food. So you could eat a little bit more, but you are satisfied with the amount of food that you've consumed. So by no means is it you are starving yourself. It is that the sense of satisfaction at the end of a meal. And this is really important because over time, it's going to lead to you consuming less energy, less calories than what you usually would, because you are becoming more mindful of how much food you're consuming, your portion sizes, but also more mindful of how you're actually feeling after eating meals. You know, if you are feeling stuffed after meals, if you are feeling bloated, if you are feeling low on energy, if you need to have a lay down after having lunch or having dinner, if your energy plummets, or if you are craving sugar after these particular meals, it's probably a sign you're eating too much food at that particular meal anyway. Or it could be one sign. There could be macronutrient balances or whatever, but there's something going on there that isn't quite working for your body. And more often than not, it is that we are consuming too much food in one meal, in one sitting. And eating to 80% full is really a way that we can start to understand, tune in with what we're consuming, how much we're consuming, and how we're feeling after each meal. A really important way of kind of progressing through this continuum of learning to eat less food without being strict about it as such, okay? So this really helps us to lead to more gradual, more sustainable fat loss, but it also helps to improve appetite regulation, because we're slowing down, we're being more cautious of what we're consuming and when we're consuming it. So that starts to help with that appetite regulation. It also helps to kind of regulate the food we're eating in terms of emotional eating and stress eating, again, because we're more mindful of what we are doing. We're more present when we're eating. We're not just shoving food in. And that is a really important part. It massively improves digestion because, again, we're slowing down, we're really understanding what we're eating, and we're stopping at the right moment in time. So if you have any digestive complaints, bloating or gas or anything like that after consuming these meals, it really helps with that. It also just helps us to enjoy food more. It also helps us just to, I guess, appreciate the food that we're consuming and the flavors and the textures and all that sort of stuff. It just helps with that process as well. So I guess if I was to give you some tips to start eating to this 80% full concept, if we're going to kind of put this into practice, I guess the first step is start with a slightly smaller portion than what you would usually serve yourself up. So if we are in a period of overconsumption now, and that may be, you know, you're struggling to shift body weight, there's a good chance that there's overconsumption present. So in order to kind of reverse that, we need to get a bit of a better grasp on portion control and the energy that's going into our body. So one way of doing that is by serving ourselves just a little bit less than what we usually would, okay? So most of us have a sense of how much we would usually serve ourselves for dinner, okay? And you will find that over and over and over again, you will serve yourself the same portion. So all you need to do is take a little bit off that portion, put that on your plate, and automatically you have served yourself less food. So the chances of you eating to 80% full are greatly increased. Now, a lot of people don't like leaving food on their plate. They like consuming everything that is on their plate. It's like a brain satisfaction for a lot of people, a mental satisfaction that they've completed a task and they've eaten all the food on their plate. So if you are one of these people, serve yourself less food. Less food on the plate means you will eat less, means you will understand this 80% full concept even better, all right? If you are ordinarily stuffed full after your meals, serve yourself less. It's a great way of kind of firsthand learning this concept by still finishing all the food on your plate, but you've served yourself less. The other thing is really just take a minute whilst you are eating to understand how you're actually feeling. Am I feeling full? Am I feeling satisfied? Am I starting to bloat? am I only eating what I am eating now because it is on my plate, because it's in front of me? Am I picking simply because it's there, or am I hungry? Do I need more food? Does my body need more food, or do I just want it? Am I just consuming it mindlessly? When you actually tune in to what you are doing, particularly when you're picking at other people's plates, you know, you might pick at your partner's plate or your kids' plates. When you tune into that behavior and you go, hang on a second, what am I actually doing here? Why am I doing this? Because I'm no longer hungry. Why am I actually doing this? That presence, straight away, something clicks, which I think is a really, really important point that a lot of people bypass because they just do things mindlessly. They almost do it quickly, so they don't even have to think about it. They don't have time to think about it. So just kind of stopping and thinking and tuning in to what you're doing and how you're feeling is a really important point. And the next point from that is slowing down. We know that it takes about 20 minutes from the signals from your gut to be sent to your brain telling you that you are full, telling your body physiologically that you are full, that you are satisfied, that you don't need any more energy, you don't need any more calories. So if you are consuming your meal faster than 20 minutes, you are really hacking your body's natural self-regulatory system and kind of bypassing it. You're not allowing your body's natural inbuilt system to tell it that it's full. So slowing down, putting your knife and fork down in between bites, thinking, engaging in conversation, not just mindlessly and quickly shoveling food in, is a really important way of regulating food intake. And also, to my last point, just tuning in, checking in with how you're actually feeling, okay? I think that's a really important point, slowing down. I guess the fourth point would be learn that it's okay to leave food on your plate. It's okay. You can leave food on your plate because we all have fridges. We can throw the food in a Tupperware container, pop it in the fridge, and have it at a later day, later time. You don't need to eat all the food that's been served on your plate in that one meal. It will not go bad. It will last in the fridge overnight. It will last in the fridge for lunch tomorrow. It is okay to stop eating when there's food still on your plate and move on, okay? It's a really kind of fundamental point, but it's really important to remember that. It's okay that there's still food there. I guess the fifth point, this one is, you know, tying back into kind of what I said at the start about when you are at that 80% level, so you're satisfied with the amount of food that you've consumed, you're not still hungry, and you're definitely not stuffed full, you could do something physical and be completely okay with it. In fact, you're quite energized and quite ready to do something physical. So that may be something that some people can work on, is after consuming lunch or after consuming dinner, doing something lightly physical. So it could be something like going for a walk with the dog or with the kids, or it could be, you know, some light housework. It could be something as simple as, you know, having a stretch, bending down, touching your toes, see how you feel. Because if you are stuffed full, you will not feel like doing anything. All you want to do is sit on the couch and probably reach for some sugary snacks whilst you're doing so. So the concept of 80% full is you have nourished your body enough to satisfy its energy requirements at that particular time, but you haven't nourished it too much to prevent you from continuing to move, okay? So doing some kind of light activity post-meal time could be a really great way of understanding this concept of 80% full. And I suppose the last point is, above all else, this is a very, very individual situation, a very individual thing. And everybody's going to respond to this very differently. And some people won't take this concept at all because, you know, it's not particularly measurable. It's very self-reflective. There's a lot of self-awareness involved in this kind of practice. And a lot of people aren't up to the stage of enjoying, I suppose, or embracing that level of self-awareness. It's quite uncomfortable. So I guess the last point above all else is make notes and log it, like you would log a food diary, or like you would log a budget, or like you would, you know, log a work schedule. If you start to write this down and start to log things about what meals you're typically consuming and how they make you feel after, or how you feel during certain times of the day, it really starts to show, because when it's written, it's real. And, you know, seeing your response on paper, your individual response on paper, is, I think, a lot more powerful than people give it credit for. So if I give you an example, you know, you might consume a big bowl of pasta with a nice, delicious, creamy sauce, and you note during that meal that it was really hard to stop eating that. You wanted to keep eating more. And then you kind of got those that really kind of high, giddy feeling. And then half an hour later, you crashed. And, you know, that's when you were sitting on the couch, button undone on the trousers, reaching for sugar. Conversely, you know, you might have had some grilled tofu and some broccoli and some greens sautéed. And after that, you felt really good. You felt quite light and energized and really nourished and satisfied from that meal. And understanding those two different feelings after consuming those meals is a really important level of self-awareness that I think, you know, I think we can all benefit from. So above all else, if all else fails, start to take some notes, start to log how you're feeling, because at the end of the day, this is a very individual experience, I suppose. It's very, very unique to each individual how they respond to certain meals. And understanding your own unique response, understanding how your body reacts to eating to 80% full. It's such an important point, guys. And this one is a really, it's a really strong habit that I really hope we all get a lot out of. As always, thanks for listening, guys. I really hope you got a lot out of this chat. Eating to 80% full, one of the great hacks that we use to really help people understand their food intake and over time, sustainably minimize food intake without the requirement of logging and calculating and tracking and all those things that people do seem to find a bit tedious, okay? Guys, thank you so much for joining me, and I'll speak to you very soon on the next episode. Bye.